Well, the isolation required as part of the state's efforts to slow the spread of the new coronavirus is a challenge for many of us, but particularly difficult for people dealing with addiction, those in recovery, and for the providers who are treating those populations. Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
One of the established principles of getting people with substance use disorder into treatment and keeping them healthy is founded on connection and communication.
Call, use the phone, ask for help. Say, I don't know. Can you help me?
Catherine, who asked that her last name not be used, is herself in recovery and works as a peer-to-peer counselor at the Portland Recovery Community Center. She says the center, AA, and other treatment providers have become concerned about isolation among their client communities. They've turned to tech tools such as digital conference calls and shared video chats to bridge the gap between clients and their support systems. Catherine says participants clearly appreciate the space, even online, to share their feelings of fear in the face of a growing pandemic.
The share comes to a point where they have this thankfulness, gratefulness that there is a meeting.
People who are undergoing stress and anxiety are more likely to begin to use substances.
Addiction treatment specialist Mark Publicker applauds the recovery community's quick pivot to digital modes of communication. He's one of a number of medical experts who say that isolation and loneliness, on top of the general stress of dealing with a pandemic, are triggers that can increase the risk of relapse or drug use.
It's not simply a matter of our having less access to treatment, but for at least for us to be aware that the challenges of addiction recovery in a crisis such as this is likely to endanger many lives.
Ann Publicker says a marked increase in cases of relapse could potentially be felt well beyond the recovery community.
Untreated, without access, we can only imagine that the consequences of untreated progressive illnesses will only serve to overwhelm our current overburdened medical system.
Some on the treatment side of recovery say they're already feeling the pinch when it comes to medical supplies. Bob Fowler, director of Milestone Recovery, says he recently drove from Portland to deliver thermometer probes to a Milestone site in Old Orchard Beach in case they need to test clients for symptoms of the illness. Speaking by hands-free phone from his car, Fowler says the lack of basic equipment has posed problems.
The inability to be able to get things like thermometers and masks and all the really just basic personal protective gear has just really hampered a lot of our efforts.
Milestone also recently closed the only detox center in Portland in order to provide more space for people at its homeless shelter who may develop signs of the illness. Publicker says unsupervised detox from some substances can cause seizures, hypertension, delusion, and even death. For now, there's no alternative detox center available other than through hospital emergency rooms. Some healthcare providers have also expressed concerns about the possibility of additional clinic closures and the limits of telemedicine. Portland Recovery Community Center's Executive Director Leslie Clark says they've had to close their offices and move to digital meetings as well. She's worried about how the center can begin to serve people who may be trying to stop using but can't reach out for help.
There's a concern that people who are at home, who are isolated, who don't already have this connection, how do we reach them?
Medical professionals say they've not seen indications that people who are now in medically assisted opioid treatment programs will be unable to access Suboxone prescriptions. And some pharmacies say they are discussing increasing their inventories of Narcan, the opioid overdose antidote, should the pandemic contribute to an increase in drug use. On the support side, Clark says, people in recovery are used to reaching out to each other and working together to get through tough times. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.